Kevin Connolly reporting, not playing the pipes. Yanis Varoufakis is here to tell us what it's like to negotiate with Brussels. He was the Greek finance minister in 2015, and he has the BH guide to talking with Brussels. Welcome to BH, Yanis Varoufakis.
Thank you very much.
What is it like to negotiate on behalf of one country with the Eurocrats?
Well, the one word that I think captures it all is frustration, because there is no negotiation. The negotiation that Mrs. May is going to have is going to be about her right to negotiate, not about the substance that she wants to negotiate. The problem is, of course, that she cornered herself in this way because she adopted a Brexit negotiation strategy that immediately activated the European Union's worst instincts and tactics.
So before you blame her, can you tell us what it's like dealing with them? Do they pass the parcel? Do they ask you to leave the room? What do the Eurocrats do as their tactics, whatever you think of Mrs. May's?
Well, firstly, it's the European Union runaround, my version of what you described as passing the parcel. So take Mr. Barnier. Michel Barnier is the chief negotiator that Mr. Davis and Mrs. May are going to have to deal with. Mr. Barnier does not have a mandate to negotiate on any of the issues that Mrs. May and Mr. Davis want to negotiate, like, for instance, a free trade agreement, like, for instance, how the divorce settlement squares up with that which Britain wants. He has a list of issues that have been dictated to him by the European Commission and by Mrs. Merkel and so on, and he simply ticks boxes. So if he's pressed by Mr. Davis and Mrs. May to discuss, let's say, free trade, he's going to have to defer to Mrs. Merkel or to Mr. Juncker. And then when Mr. Davis and Mrs. May go to Mrs. Merkel and Mr. Juncker, they will immediately say it's not up to them. Mr. Barnier is the negotiator. So there's this ping-pong that will be unfolding constantly, and thus the frustration that I was referring to.
And in Greece, when your country went to the wall, the Greeks said the whole thing's run by the Germans anyway. Do you still think that, if you had to give advice to the British, basically, is it just ring Berlin?
Not exactly. There is no doubt that without the approval of Mrs. Merkel and the Chancellery in particular, no deal can go through. But that doesn't necessarily mean that an agreement with Mrs. Merkel is a sufficient condition. It is a necessary condition, it is not a sufficient condition, and thus the frustration. The great fear that I would have if I were the British Prime Minister would be that, as Henry Kissinger once used to say, when you want to talk to Europe, you don't know whom to call. And therefore, the necessary and the sufficient conditions are very, very difficult to achieve for what she is trying to do within a space of, what, a year and a half, and without a proper mandate from the British electorate.
Earlier, I interrupted your criticism of the Conservative Party's position, and we've been reading in the Der Spiegel online editorial the following. Europe used to have a fearful respect of the Tories, but those days have long since passed. Now the weakened party may have accidentally killed off Brexit, a pet project that most party leaders didn't want in the first place. Is that the sort of mutter we could hear in Brussels from the Eurocrats?
Indeed, and it would be wishful thinking on the part of the German establishment to dismiss the force of Brexit in Britain. So we are in a situation where London and the British establishment are underestimating the obstacles they will face in the European Union, and the European establishment is underestimating the extent to which Brexit has become entrenched within the British polity. So my great fear is that we are heading for a seriously suboptimal outcome, which is going to be detrimental both for the peoples of Europe and the people of Britain.
Finally then, faced with that diagnosis, do you have any kind of treatment? Do you have a plan that if you rang Mrs. May, would help her?
Oh, absolutely, because it's quite evident what the optimal path would be. The question is whether Mrs. May can disentangle herself from her previous hard exit position. I believe the hung parliament gives Mrs. May an excellent second chance to take many steps backwards. She can argue that as a Democrat, whom the electorate refused the clear mandate for a hard Brexit that she sought, she will now seek to secure a good deal by defusing the EU's boiling tactics while still respecting the Brexit outcome and the Burkean argument in favour of restoring sovereignty in the House of Commons. And the way to do it is by filing a request for a Norway-style agreement for a period of like something like 6-7 years in order to give the House of Commons that has just been elected the opportunity to negotiate the long-term arrangements between the EU and the UK. And by also doing that, this was going to bring some relief in Berlin, because Mrs. Merkel will know that the long-term arrangements will have to be negotiated with the next chancellor, and therefore she's going to become much softer in London.
Yanis Varoufakis with the BH Guide to Negotiating with Brussels, Ping Pong and Pass the Parcel and Call Berlin in the End, if I can summarise. Thank you very much indeed for joining us back on BH.
Thank you.
It's 9:45. Waiting patiently.